Accessibility website WebAIM, A-I-M, has released the results of its fifth screen reader user survey. With blind people from around the world participating, the results give insights into how people use their screen readers and what needs to be improved to make people's experiences better. Here to tell us more is Media Access Australia's Dr. Scott Hollier. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Great to be back again.
Now, what is the WebAIM screen reader survey?
Well, WebAIM, the AIM stands for Accessibility in Mind. So it's basically an organisation that's been around for about 15 years. And they look at the importance of web accessibility and how people who use screen readers are able to navigate around websites. So the survey's a real focus on what technologies people are using. And they try to keep track of some of the changes as things like iPads and tablets rise and with the interface is changing. They do a great job in tracking those type of movements.
So how many people participate?
It's around 1,100 people. So, 1,100 odd people. So we're talking quite a big sample of screen reader users. And it's people that use a variety of different technologies of screen readers. So across different platforms like Windows and Mac and iPhones and Android tablets. And also different screen readers on each platform, so like JAWS and NVDA on Windows, for example. So there's quite a lot of data here, and it's really interesting to see those changes in trends.
Has there been much change in which screen readers are used on a computer?
Well, there has. And one of the really big things to come out of this version of the survey is that 74% of respondents said that they now use low or free screen readers, those low-cost options like NVDA, so they look at that as a free screen reader, and VoiceOver on the Mac. And that's a really interesting sign, because we've seen the rise of free or low-cost screen readers for a little while now, but to actually see that high figure of 74% as seen as a real viable alternative to those more commercial screen readers like JAWS and WindowEyes. So it is exciting to see that those free options are seen as being effective, and best of all, they're free.
Scott, have we talked about NVDA before?
We have. Basically, NVDA is a screen reader that works in a similar way to JAWS, but it's free, it's open source, and built by two Australian blokes, which I always think is the trifecta of accessibility. So,
they were Queensland chaps, weren't
they?
That's it. I remember now.
And they've done a fantastic job, and the screen reader keeps up with the latest accessibility standards. So it's a real viable option, and we've been championing it a bit, as given it is free. And this survey really shows that to be the case.
Now, are mobile devices like the iPads and Androids users gaining in popularity?
They are. And one of the other things to come out of this survey is that 82% of people have said that they do use a screen reader on a mobile device. In terms of the breakdown of that, about 60% or two-thirds of people reckon that the Apple products are the way to go with iPads and iPhones. But Android is starting to gain some ground now and is the second choice in terms of the stats. So it's basically Android and Apple, with Apple well ahead at the moment. But Android was almost insignificant in its use in the last survey. So to see that rise in Android, I think there's a low cost factor with Android tablets. So people are seeing that as now being an option. Also, Android, as we've talked about before, is the accessibility in recent times has become a lot more polished. So while Apple is still probably arguably the best product, it's nice to see Android starting to gain in popularity. And the days of things like Nokia phones with Torx and that type of solution is well and truly behind us now.
What are the likely future trends, Scott?
Well, I think we'll continue to see a growth in that mobile market as more and more people get mobile and use their web on the go. And as those devices get more and more affordable, as I say, those Android tablets, you can get them for sub $100 these days. That combination of accessibility and affordability is really starting to take off. So I think we're going to see a lot more mobile use. And also on the desktop platforms like your Windows, I think we will continue to see growth in screen readers like NVDA.
Well, thank you for all of that today. And I'm sure we'll be talking about more on this subject in the future.
No worries at all, Roberta. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on computers, mobile devices and getting online, visit www.mediaaccess.org.au, or you can speak to the team on 0292126242. And I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.